The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
What? Oh, all right. There you go.
Oh my God. I just never know what that stuff is.
Nigga, this is what happens when you take a sip of that wine and it's real good. It's like, hold on. Yes!
Yes!
When it's good and strong. Well, 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 well. That's when it's good. Uh-huh.
Hey.
Yes.
On a Friday night?
Mmm.
That's a good wine day.
Yeah. Hey. Mmm. Mmm.
This one of them songs that I know and don't know. Like, if you told me to name the song, I couldn't name it. I just know what it
is. Nigga, it had all the breakdowns in it.
Mm-hmm.
R.I.P. Dennis Edwards. Hey. Oh, man, man. Don't look in a fire. Hey.
But that, oh.
Say, y'all, so don't look any further, because you listen to the motherfucking Bad and Bougie podcast. Don't look no further, baby. You've been looking all over for the podcast, talking about wine and other ratchet shenanigans. Oh, I'm here to tell you, don't look any further. Hey, turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Don't look any further. I am one of your co-hosts, so, so lovely. And I'm joined by my other co-host, Well, D.H.
Well.
And we just had to say R.I.P. to Dennis, man. I mean, he the last of the Temptations. He the last of the, I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you. Wait a minute. Now I'm thinking about that song.
Which one?
That song, Please Don't Leave Me. He had to have fucked up, man.
What? I thought he was on, which one? I always think about Dennis that one. I think about Papa Was a Rolling Stone or Cloud Nine.
Yeah, that's
like, I'm doing fine, but up here on Cloud
Nine. Hey! Shoot, if y'all don't know any of those songs, you need to blame your parents, man. Blame your parents, I'm just saying. But yeah, say hey! As a matter of fact, D, say hey.
Hey!
We here. It's another week. You listen to episode number 13. We're going to dedicate it to the memory of Dennis Edwards because Dennis gave us some jams. You know, you know, even though wasn't nobody coming to see Otis, they came to see Dennis. That's what I'm saying.
Ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis.
I'm going to have to watch that movie this weekend. That's a good classic. Oh, especially listen, since okay, it's Black History Month.
Movies, but that's one I know. Yep. I know we know movies, but I know this one.
Man, shoot, Black History Month.
I can quote this one real good, too.
I'm saying every weekend in February, I'm going to watch a black music movie. So this weekend, I'm going to watch The Temptations. Next week, I'm going to watch Dreamgirls. The week after that...
Dreamgirls, good.
The week after that, I'm going to make it do what it do. I'm going to watch The Jacksons, An American Dream, the whole series, bitch. But that was my shit.
Is that why it's so long? It was a series?
Yeah, it was like four parts.
Because I'm like, whenever it's on TV, I'm like, why this movie all day? Like,
man, that shit used to be my shit. I just remember that part where, what was it, Jermaine proposed to Hazel. He was like, Hazel Gordy, I love you. I was like, this nigga is simp.
I don't know. I've seen that one, but I can't quote it like The Temptations. Now, The Temptations, I can sing all the songs,
man.
Do the ad-libs, when they be fussing.
Yeah.
Like when Paul was all drunk and Blue was looking at him and Paul was like, for once in my life.
Yes!
Singing at the piano. That's what, and then the look on his face. Oh my God, I love that movie.
Someone who needs me.
And then, I should not laugh so hard, but that part of it.
Man,
that
yeah,
get
man.
Me every time, and then they pan over to Blue face, and Blue looks so hurt. Like, this nigga is drunk.
Drunk boots.
But I was drunk booze. He was bad and boozy. Yeah, he was bad and boozy.
Shoot, but I gotta close out Black History Month with the seminal black music movie that is The Five Heartbeats. I gotta end it on that note.
I might have to make some appointments here because I never watched the whole Five Heartbeats.
What?
I've seen clips, I've seen bits and pieces, and then filled in the blanks because all y'all niggas always quote the movie.
That shit is quotable. The most quotable movie of all time. Like, from beginning to end. Oh, man. That's my music.
Y'all know I'm horrible with movies. I need to watch it, though.
Every time I got to fight to prove my love. I mean, my office hours are from 9 to 5. Nigga talk about, I still got it. That's my favorite part when he show up in that little nasty ass old outfit after he done been strung out on them drugs for so long.
They was always strung out on the drugs. That's the best part of the movies.
That is.
Niggas was always high.
Shit, and I thought it was going to be Leon ass wound up drunk and high in the movie. It wasn't even Leon. Shoot, if Leon spoiler in a movie.
Spoiler alert. It's like, no.
Shit, if Leon in a movie, you know it's going to be good and terrible. Right? It's going to be messy. It's going to be a whole bunch of overacting. Messy. Yes, all of that. But anyway, y'all ain't here for us to talk about this. Yes, y'all is. Y'all, I mean, come on, cousins. Have a seat. normally, we start the episode off by uncorking, which we are going to do. But we pretty much opened the cork on the episode. So, Dee, what did you
pop
do this week?
Pop
that bitch right open. Oh. And we popped it the right way by turning the bottle and not the cork itself. Hey, shout out to the homies that said they've been opening it wrong all this time.
All wrong. Y'all niggas doing it all wrong. But let me see what I do this week. This week was pretty chill, but I did have a little nice little Sunday date with one of my girlfriends. That's a she is a painter. Hey. And she's trying to get she usually paints with acrylic paint, and she's trying to get acquainted with watercolors. So since it rained and we wasn't able to do our hike, she was like, "You want to just have a paint party at my house?" So I went over to her apartment, and so she laid out all the little, she fancy, and laid out the canvas and all the papers and shit for me to paint. And I was like, "Well, where I start?" And then we looked up like some paintings to use for watercolors, and I said, "Oh, I should make something that represents the show." So I painted this little wine glass, little wine pouring the wine into the bottle. But it was a cute little personal type paint and sip event because her spouse, which is my other girlfriend, was just chilling. But then she made me a little fresh cocktail. Ooh. So I'm just sitting there. And I was like, "What y'all got to drink?" They ain't have much on the bar, but my homegirl was like, "Ooh, we got some lemon." She done made me a little lemon drop martini and squeezed the damn lemons fresh. Okay. I said, "Listen, I remember why." She said, "That's why I'm marrying her." I said, "That's why she's my best friend."
Yes, go best friend. That's my best friend.
Yes. So I was like, whip me up a little lemon drop martini. And I felt a little bit in the loop this week because everybody on my fucking Facebook feed and Twitter feed been watching Living Single. And my friends had it on while I was there. So we was a little paint, a little sip, a little lemon drop martini. And I had a good little time. Then, but during the rest of the week, I could spend, you know, work and get back into my exercise or whatever. But it's just been a little chill week, kind of planning out some boozy events because the little like different lists I'm on for DC is letting me know when certain little beer and wine and stuff festivals coming up. So I'll be trying to mark my calendars for which ones I want to try to attend. Matter of fact, this is so random. I saw one pop up on my Facebook feed today. And some little local brewery is pairing wine with motherfucking Klondike bars, bitch.
What?
I was like,
out
what?
Out of order. Out of order.
Out of order. Next week at like 5 o'clock, I said, "Y'all petty. I'm not coming, but I do kind of want to know what y'all talking about."
A mess.
But yeah, other than that, my week's been chill. Real chill. How about yours, beloved? What's going on? Is your healed? What is going on?
No, we not healed. We not necessarily on the sick and shut-in list. I did go to work. I was hobbling all around that bitch. They was like really working me like I did not have an injury. I said, "Man, shit, I ain't supposed to be on the plantation. This is some bullshit. But you know what? I earned my money. A bitch did what she had to do to survive. And you know what? I made it through to the weekend. So it's all good. It's all to the good. What else? I mean, this week just went by super duper fast. Like,
I felt like mine did too.
Yeah, man, it's like I barely had any time to breathe. I mean, I don't really remember much of anything this week. except for I did have some fun at the liquor store. Not necessarily the liquor store. I went to the store to try and get some wine for y'all so I could review this week. And I really found myself, like, taking my time to analyze, you know, really what I wanted and remembering that I wanted, you know, a Teddy Jam. I wanted a BBW, so I wasn't looking at the whites. Damn. And I was looking at the regions. I was like, no, I don't want it from what's called Australia, because it's going to be, you know, based in a cooler climate. I want something from a warmer climate. I was like, bitch is getting good at this shit.
Bitch done sipped the
Kool-Aid. Yep. I was out there pulling up delectables, scanning labels, and I literally spent like a good 30 minutes in the liquor
aisle.
That's
why I like the wine. Like, when I first discovered Total Wines years ago, before I even thought about this podcast, that's why I would get caught up. I'd be in there just like a kid in a candy store, just soaking up the information.
Yeah, I was in there, and you know what? After all of that, I'd still settled on something that I get on the regular.
And speak like that.
Yeah, but man.
Your effort wasn't wasted. You still did something.
No, I still did something. I looked at labels. I looked at bottles. I took pictures. I scanned stuff. I said, you know what? I'm proud of me. I am proud of me. We are proud of you, said. We are proud of you. So I did the damn thing.
Hey.
I did the damn thing. I got my daughter has a competition this weekend, so I've been running and ripping, doing all this stuff.
She's staying for that.
What's
she competing for now?
She has a cheer competition. So,
Oh yeah.
Sort of a big deal. Sort of a big deal. So I'm getting ready for that, and you know, it's just regular life shenanigans, you know.
Regular
schmegula. Getting jealous because my mama is in Hawaii, y'all, and she's sending me pictures of her on the vacation. You know, them pictures like where you got your arms up and the breeze is blowing your little sarong or whatever. I said, look at this old heifer, just fast out there having a good old time. I ain't even mad. Go ahead, mama, you deserve it. So, yep, that was my week or whatever. So let us ease into this section that we like to call Sip or Spit. This is where we give you a review of what we've been sipping on. We let you know if it's good, we give it a sip. If it's not so good, we give it a spit. So Deasia, what did you have?
Yes,
this
ma'am.
Week? What did you enjoy this week?
So I was almost like, oh shit, today I was like, when I'm going to review, I ain't been drinking no wine this week, y'all. And I was like, I can't just tell them about the lemon drop, but I did have this Black Box Pinot Noir last week. So I was like, let me stop at the store on my way and get some more of it. Because Black Box got those little personal box sizes that's 500 milliliters. Look kind of like a, I don't know. You can fit it right in your hand real easy. So on the way home today, I said, let me grab it and sip it before the show starts so I can remember what I tasted. So, you know, we pro box wine out this bitch. And Black Box is actually a pretty decent one. And I got the Pinot Noir. It's a 2016 in California. So I was just sitting here. My red wines, they be so like aromatic, So sometimes, like before I sip, I feel like I get a little bit. It might have been pausing because my stomach was empty too, but I smelt it, and I feel like the aroma kind of is like intoxicating and make me be like, ooh, what this gonna taste like? So this one smells really good. The aroma kind of smell like cherries and strawberries or whatever. So I'm thinking, ooh, I'm about to eat a fruit salad. I don't know what's about to happen. Then Valentine's Day coming up. Do I smell roses? I might smell flowers. I'm not sure what's happening. But I like all the things I smell. Then I tasted it, and it tasted really fresh. And some of those same berries that I smelled, I could taste. And it was really It's so funny that it's really like, to me, it's like really toasty, like a toasty oak, but with a little buttery, if that makes sense. And then it was like, then, but overall, it was still kind of, it was still kind of light for a red. It wasn't too heavy, too overpowering. And then it was just like a smooth finish. And I would see, I had a little bit of time before we recorded. So I was like, ooh, let me, because some other times when I would be, sometimes I've drunk the wine early in the week. But since I drank this one right before we started, I was like, ooh, this is fresh in my memory. And I'm sipping on it while we record, too. Because this, here at the, I got it from the Harris Teeter here. And this size is, you know, it's our black, it's our box size as we like. And it's equivalent to 3 servings. So it should get you 3 5.6 ounce servings. So I'm like, oh, that's a, you know what I'm saying? When you don't know. And it was like 550 or something like that. Then whatever the tax is here in DC. So sometimes when you just need a little cute something and you ain't got nothing at home and you ain't trying to buy no whole bottle, getting like this little box is cute. And it's, you know, y'all heard me say before, the Harris Teeter is right where I get on the train at. So this is right up my alley. And this is 13% alcohol or whatever, you know, easy on the environment, all that other good stuff. Now, when I re-up though, I think I need to get me just the whole, the bigger box, like the one that's like $20 that, you know, like when we, on one of our old episodes, early episodes when we talked about box wine, we talked about the ones that's like equivalent to like 3 bottles versus this one is equivalent to 3 cups. But I'm definitely going to give this one a sip.
A
black box. I had that Cabernet before, so I was sure they wouldn't let me down, and they did not disappoint. So if y'all gonna do the box wine, get some box wine, y'all. Take it to the, get some for Valentine's Day or something. I don't know. Take it to the function.
There you go.
But definitely black box is cool. Awesome. So what are you drinking?
Well, I mentioned that I decided to go for what I knew. I stick mm-hmm. with something comfortable. That is a good girlfriend. She's definitely a BBW. I went with San Antonio.
Oh yeah, and this black box is definitely a BBW.
Hey, we can see this. Not
as she not as luscious as the cat. Uh-huh. But she thick though.
She thick. She's slim she's thick.
She a little, yeah. I'm them calves. Them calves. They be robust.
Okay, they buxom.
But go ahead. I'm sorry.
No problem. Yeah, so this week I went for San Antonio Winery's Cardinal wine. It is a sweet red blend. It is classified as a dessert wine. Letting y'all know up front, it is 11.5% alcohol. So even though it tastes like juice, it has a punch to it. It's not really, I wouldn't call it a teddy jam, but it's a little bit of a jam session going on up in there. This is something that is like my go-to if I am bringing wine, let's say, to like a friend's house or to a function or whatever, because I know automatically it's going to be good, especially if it's going to be some niggas there, because niggas like the sweet wine.
And that is a good one to slide past niggas and they don't realize they drink it with a decent wine.
Yeah, it is decent because it is red. It's not white. And you know, typically when you think of sweet wines and dessert wines, you think of white. But this is a red. Mm-hmm. It's a good sweet red.
That one is good. Y'all know I be slaying during the juice, but this is one of the juices that I actually love.
Yeah. Okay, so we gonna talk about aromas and bouquets or whatever. When I smell it.
We be trying to use the big words.
I know. And one of these episodes, we're actually gonna have like a tasting episode, so we're gonna let you know what to look for when you're actually tasting, you know. But when I smell it, I smell like strawberries. It's not heavily fruity, like how can I put it, not like other red wines that are where you taste like a heavy berry influence, like a blackberry or a boysenberry. This one is lighter and subtle, so it's more like a strawberry cherry kind of thing. Even though it's sweet, it's not like too sweet. It's not like Kool-Aid mm-hmm. sweet, you know what I'm saying? It's pleasant. It is a little bit pungent. It's not a spicy wine. Well, because when I think of reds, I think of a little bit of spice, a little bit of tobacco, things of that nature. But I don't taste any of those in this particular one. It is, let's see, we will say it's a full body. She's bad. She's a bad bitch. She's a, who can I call her?
I feel like she bad. She just not auntie status.
No, she's not bad, auntie status.
She a bad youngin'.
Yeah,
she a bad youngin'.
You know, she in like her mid-20s, you know. Just graduated.
Because there's a big difference between a baddie that's like 40, you know, yeah, and she been out here. You know, them cabs, they be like experienced in the world and stuff.
Yeah, she hasn't traveled. She ain't got her passport just yet. But, she, you know, she like them short trips. Santa Barbara, Vegas, you know, things of that nature. It is quite enjoyable. You can enjoy it with food. You can enjoy it without food. Being as how I said that it is a old friend, it is a sip for me. I remember the first time I had it, someone actually bought it for me. And I was like, I don't do reds. They was like, no, you will like this. So I was like, whatever. And I tasted it. I was like, ooh, this is good. But I did want to give y'all a little bit of history because San Antonio Winery is one of the only wineries in the United States that was still open during Prohibition. And they were only allowed to maintain their status because they made sacrament wines, a.k.a. communion wines. And this wine kind of tastes like a communion wine.
It did remind me of a communion wine.
Yeah, so that's, you know, it's a good pick. I know some people turn their nose up to sweet wines or whatever. I'm just going to say, you know what, do you. But as for me and my house, we like this particular sweet wine. I have had it with, like, a steak. You don't only have to have it with, like, dessert, like cheesecake or berries or anything like that. You can even have it with chicken, like fried chicken from Popeyes. I'm just saying. But
I'm telling you, I agree.
Yeah.
I like that one.
But it is definitely, I give it a sip, a swallow. Because normally I'm able to finish the whole thing. I don't know what's up with me lately where I'm only
the
able
whole
to
bottle?
Finish one glass.
You be out here throwing it back.
Man.
Back.
Nah.
Back.
I had one glass and you know what I did? Pass smooth.
It be
hell
like
out.
That.
Man, I don't know what's wrong with me, y'all. I can't, I don't know. Maybe because it's on the higher side, I just passed smooth out. But hey, you know what? I guess it did what it needed to do because I guess I needed some rest. So you know what? That is a good old sip for me. So y'all got two sips this week. You got two reds this week. Two reds on different ends of the spectrum. So.
I almost bought beer, but I'm gonna wait.
You know what? It's funny. I almost bought beer too. Remember I told you
I was looking really hard at this grapefruit IPA, I think. But then I was like, oh, I don't need a whole six pack right now because you know I'm trying to watch my waistline. So I was like, let me wait.
That's exactly what I did too. I was like, I see. And I was like, no, I ain't gonna buy a six pack because I ain't gonna drink the whole thing. What if I only like one? Then I'm stuck with the rest. So. It was on the same wavelength this week, beloved.
We'll talk beer coming up soon.
Yeah, we got something for y'all, beer drinkers. Emphasis on y'all, because y'all, you already know.
Listen, I'm out here. That's the reason why I was looking, because I'm like, when it's time to transition over to that beer, I'm here, I'm ready, or whatever.
She is here.
It's a beer and wine festival in D.C. I done marked my calendar for what? Try and get one of the homies to go with me. We need to taste this beer and this wine.
Shit, y'all have at it. I'm going to be right here at the house while y'all do that. None of y'all. Y'all have all the fun at
See,
that
I like
beer
to do
fest.
The hands. I like to do the hands-on research.
Yeah, y'all go ahead with that beer. Y'all holler at me when they got the wine fest.
This other one that I told you I'm on this thing called Drink the District. This particular one that's coming up in the spring is a beer and wine joint. So they'll have all kind of beers, wine, ciders. What else I was thinking? Like hard ciders and stuff like that. They're going to have all that there to drink.
Dang.
So I'm like, hey, I'm with it. I'm with it.
We support that. Speaking of support, Sip or Spit.
Hey.
Sip or Spit is brought to you this week by the lovely people over at Wink. So, allow me to introduce you to the wonders. That is Wink. Thank you. wine delivered right to your door, from Rosé to Cabernet to Torontés. Wink has over 100 styles of wine to discover. Ever try orange wine? Wink connects you to a world of exclusive wines tailored to your taste and delivered directly to your door. Wink delivers 4 bottles of wine to you every month with free shipping. You can pick your own bottles or let Wink choose and match to your taste. It doesn't cost a thing to become a member, and you can skip or cancel anytime. And now the listeners of the Bad and Boozy podcast can enjoy an exclusive discount of $20 off your first order. To place your first order with $20 off and to help keep our show free for you, go to our network website at cspn.us/wink. That's cspn.us/WINC. Wink Wines through CSPN. Do it today. Hey.
Do it today, now.
Hey. So, did you get your Wink box this month, or did you skip it?
I normally get it on the 10th. So, after this weekend Super Bowl party, I'm going to see what my budget be like, because, you know, bitches be on a budget. So, hopefully, I ain't got to skip it. I skipped it for January. But, you know what I'm saying? Even if I got to skip it, that's fine. I still might order something.
Yeah.
But if I skip it, it ain't because I don't like you, Wink. It's just because I got to, you know what I'm saying? I got to get my coins right. I had to pay some shit. It was my brother's birthday.
And then
I had to divert some funds.
There you go. And also, wine hoes, let us know if you are ordering from Wink, and let us know if you're enjoying what is in your boxes. Feel free to send pictures and tag us, hashtag bad and boozy pod. And we would love to see what you guys have been sipping on. So, you know what? Keep us in the loop. So, let us move on to our subject for this week. So, last week, if you guys were listening, which I know you were because you love us, we talked about the bottles. We talked about proper opening. We talked about how to preserve your wine once you open it. We talked about the shape of the bottles. So this week, we're shifting from bottles to glasses and why it may or may not be important to have different types of glasses. So before we get into the why of it all, I want to talk to you about what those different types of glasses are. So, y'all, when I tell you when I was doing research for this, you know, I was just thinking, okay, you know, just a typical white wine glass, red wine glass, and champagne glass. Mm-mm. But no, baby, there is a whole bunch of glasses. Not only is there's glasses that are lead-based, there's glasses that are not, there's ones that are crystal, there's plastic, there's a whole bunch, there's a whole bunch that goes into wine glasses, y'all. So let me start with the different types of glasses. Let's see.
Yeah, my little thing got 1, 2, 3.
Yeah,
it's at least about 8, maybe more, depending on which resources you look at.
Yeah, I mean, when you do your Googles.
Yeah, I'm looking at the same book I was looking at when I did the bottles last week. Yeah. The same book got the glasses this week. These little statements is cute. The glass, a tumbler of rustic wines, makes a simple, casual statement. But there are times when the occasion or the wine demand a stemmed wine glass. Here's a primer on what's available. Bam, there's the intro. But shout out to the wine shade, because when we be looking at this stuff, the way they be describing stuff be having me lay out.
Yes. I like it.
Maybe have me lay all the way out.
I like it.
But
like
what glasses you found?
Okay, well,
let's see which ones I found.
According to Wine Enthusiast, shout out to the good people over there who did a lot of good work.
I used to be subscribed to that magazine. I had like a free subscription to them once, and then I canceled it. But I still kept all the magazines. I got them in here somewhere.
Cool. Let's see. So let's talk about how a lot of the makers of glassware will create different types of glass based on the different types of varieties. So, like, Cabernet Sauvignon has its own glass, Pinot Noir, Merlot, Chardonnay, etc., etc. And each varietal-specific glass is made with a particular style of wine in mind in order to capture its essence. So, some wines are acidic, some other wines are tannic, and other wines are sweet. So the difference in the glasses is to allow, and their shape is to allow the wine to reach the appropriate area of your tongue, so to bring out the best in every single sip. So you just may look at it and be like, okay, it's shaped funny or whatever, but the shape actually serves a purpose. So in this particular article, they talk about Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, or Bordeaux glass. I've seen it referred to as Bordeaux, a Burgundy or Pinot Noir glass, a Shiraz glass, a port glass. Those are all the red ones. Then white wine glasses, there's Chardonnay, there's a Sauvignon Blanc or Pinot Grigio glass, a white Burgundy glass or Montrachet, and there's a champagne glass. So I have 8 in total. Did you have anything different from those?
So they, I think yours just went a little bit more like specific, but like over here I have, we got the flute, which is basically like your sparkler champagne glass. You said the port one. And then they just have like a, they break it down in this book. And this book just, I don't think I mentioned it last week, but it's just like a wine and food recipe book that I had from a while ago. But it had this, it just said the small tulip glass, the large tulip glass, a Burgundy glass, a Bordeaux glass, and a Riesling glass. And then it kind of describes, like, the way you described it, with which kind of wines might go in there. But it seemed like it's basically along the same lines. But who the fuck knew, like, all that? Like, the way it hits your tongue? I always thought about the shapes. As in, the shapes always make me think about, like, the air going in. I never thought about it hitting your tongue. I'm like, oh, well, maybe this one, if it's filled up this amount, it'll hold up this kind of air. But the way it hits your tongue, I never thought about that.
Oh, that's pretty dope, huh?
Yeah. Let's see. But we still is Bad and Boozy podcast, so half the shit we're not going to remember. We just going to drink the wine. Lord, but when the time calls, we'll remember. We'll know. We'll like, oh, yeah, look at this glass.
You know, yeah, for conversation purposes as well. Let's break down these. So let's try and break down these glasses.
Okay.
We'll start with the red, and we'll work over to the white. The first glass is your standard red wine glass, and this is actually your Bordeaux glass. According to this, it's a tall with a full-size bowl that somewhat tapers at the top. You have anything different?
No, that's the same.
Okay. Then
the large glass with gentle tapering sides provides maximum contact with the air, allowing the aroma and flavor of the red Bordeaux and similar wines to develop. This is one of the ones I don't know much, but this is one of the ones that I'm like, that's, I'm kind of familiar with, and that's kind of what I thought about when I think about like the glass size and all that other shit.
Yep. And then the next glass is a Burgundy or Pinot glass. This one is generally not as tall as your Cabernet glass described above, but it will have a much wider bowl. So that's the one.
So they was calling the Bordeaux glass like a Cabernet glass?
Yes.
All right, I'm over here taking notes. I'm about my little book and be like, Cabernet glass. It's funny that it makes sense that I know this one by, it's kind of by accident, but Cabernet is like my favorite wine. So it might make sense that I know that I'm familiar with this glass and I ain't realizing. So the Burgundy glass?
Yeah, the Burgundy glass. That's
you said that was a Pinot Noir glass?
Pinot and Burgundy, those two. So if you have Pinot or you have Burgundy, yeah, you use that kind
of glass. Yeah, and they got Pinot Noir. They say red Burgundies and New World Pinot Noirs release their aromas very quickly. The wider bowl and tapering size of the Burgundy glass have been designed to maximize the aroma. So, oh yeah, so that makes sense. It looks very similar to the Bordeaux glass, but it's like she a little more thick in the waist, a little more thick.
She got a cute face, chubby waist, thick legs.
Yeah, she
look
a little, thick, a little more thick than the Burgundy glass. So maybe as far as the taste, we had it one way. The Cabernet was a BBW, and then the Pinot Noir was a little slim thick. But glass-wise, they switched them around.
And then, let's see. The next one is a Shiraz glass. And this is the tallest of the red wine glass, and it has a distinct taper towards the top. Wine Folly actually refers to it as an oversized red. It says that it's used for medium to full-bodied, high-tannin red wines. So, that's
pretty cool. I wonder if that... Well, that makes sense, because the tulip is, like, tall... The tulip is, like, slim. Because this one said... Mine says the large tulip glass, but... That basically sounds like exactly what you're saying. A red wine's bouquet is usually more developed than a white wine. This glass has a bigger bowl, which helps you swirl fine red wine more efficiently.
That's that one.
Hold on, what was called on your side?
That one is the Shiraz or oversized Shiraz. Red.
Yeah, that makes sense. Shiraz. Yeah. Hey.
And then
I'm glad this is my cookbook, because I'm writing this bitch.
Okay. the last of the reds is the port glass. The port glass tends to be short and on the smaller side, as port has a much higher alcohol content than the standard wine. All the other wine glasses that we're going to mention, they are a standard. You're supposed to pour 5 ounces, but the the port wine glass or the dessert wine glass is shorter, and you're supposed to pour 3 ounces. Even though I know if you ain't even pouring 5 ounces, I damn sure know you're not pouring 3. So.
I don't always pay attention to the ounce, but whatever glass I'm using, unless it's my Olivia Pope glass that can hold a whole bottle, I just pour like no more than 2/3 of the way, halfway to 2/3, maybe.
Let's see. So those are that's the reds. Then we have the white wines. There's the Chardonnay glass. And it says, much like the Cabernet glass is to red wine, a Chardonnay glass is considered the standard white wine glass. Similar style to the Cabernet glass, but smaller.
Yeah. So if you looking at the shapes a different way, that would be that small tulip glass to look like.
The next one that I have is the Sauvignon Blanc or the Pinot Grigio glass. It's a bit shorter and a smaller bowl than the Chardonnay, and it's designed this way in order to bring out the acidity in those white wines.
Those are the ones I like.
Yeah, so I'm not going to buy those.
You don't need those.
I don't need those glasses at all. I'm sticking with the standard Chardonnay. Fuck that. I don't like that. I don't like that shit at all. The next one is the white Burgundy, or the other word that I'm going to butcher, Montrachet. Is that what it is?
I'm not looking at it, but it sounds close.
Hold on. I
didn't scroll. Let me scroll where you was at.
And of course, this is not in my book, which tells me how to pronounce it. So fuck it. I'm just going to go with Montrachet. Y'all could correct me later. This one is similar to a red Burgundy or a Pinot Noir glass, but it is shorter, even though it has the same wide bowl style. And I don't think I've ever had a white Burgundy.
I forgot how white Burgundy definition.
It's from the Burgundy regions, right? Yeah, and then the Burgundy glasses, so the white Burgundy and the red Burgundy, those glasses are designed to enhance the high acidity and moderate tannin by directing the wine to the tip of the tongue. So that's why it'll have that narrower mouth, but it'll still have the big bowl. Let's see. Hold on. And da-da-da-da-da-da. Let's see. That's interesting. And it says the glasses enhance the wine with high acidity and moderate tannin. Yeah, by directing the wine to the tip of the tongue, highlighting the fruit and balancing the natural high acidity.
Hey.
So, the more you know. And then, there's 3 white, there's 4 red, and then the last one that I have is the champagne flute. Champagne flute is designed to be tall and thin to highlight the fine bouquet, richness, and complexity on the palate. It also has the ability to keep the bubbles in the flute longer, with less surface area exposed to the air. The bubbles can't escape as quickly. And they look really cool.
Yeah, they do be sexy. They be looking like they was on a diet to get into their dress.
Faux show. And even though the bottle, even though the shape of the glass, you know, it is thinner, it's slimmer, it still holds a standard pour of 5 ounces. So,
hey, yeah, all these motherfuckers be holding a standard pour.
Yep. So, and then if you notice, when we're talking about the glasses, we keep mentioning the bowl. So let's break down the actual anatomy of a wine glass. This is going to refer to stemless, not stemless. The ones with the stem, not necessarily stemless, because obviously there's no stem and there's no foot. But typically, for a wine glass, you have your rim, you have your bowl, you have your stem, and you have your foot. And when we're talking about the bowl, a larger and more round bowl collects more aromas from the larger surface area that's exposed to the wine. So this is ideal for your more delicate and your more aromatic wines versus versus the ones which have a narrow bowl. That's more for your spicy and your bold wines. It collects less of the aroma and it has less wine surface area exposed to the air. So that's pretty much the difference between the two.
And it's funny, so, like, when you get in, like, buying wine glasses or look shopping around, or even when somebody give you some, like, I'm pretty sure most of you niggas was just looking like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah,
now, if you've been shopping and, you know, as we give you a little bit more tips, all you can start incorporating some of those, like, all right, I done figured out that I like this particular wine, so maybe I should start with this set of glasses to build my collection, or maybe I should do these so I could try something later. You know what I'm saying? Get cheeky with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Then, in addition to the shape of the wine and the style of wine glasses, there's what the glasses themselves are made of. So I touched on a little bit earlier.
Did we switch articles out this bitch? I don't know.
Oh yes, keep up, bitch.
I got it. Symbol.
See,
I'm looking at the name. I got them open. I just ain't know which one you switched to because I was listening. I was listening.
See, I be doing my transitions, man. It was too smooth.
Go ahead. It was too smooth. I wasn't ready.
Okay, so I'll start with the first one, and then you can do the second one, and we'll just switch. First one is crystal. That's your expensive stuff. That's the stuff you get married.
Which one were you on?
The benefits of crystal. There's your crystal glasses. Like I was saying, those are the ones that you get when you get married or when you have your anniversary and stuff. The ones that you bust out when you want to impress your company. Because you ain't going to use
them
all the time.
Or if you like me, you bust it out because you single and you sitting here fucking watching Scandal. Because I'm treating myself. Man. If I wait for company, I ain't never pulling out the crystal.
Shoot, I'm waiting for company because if I break that bitch, I'm going to be mad. But Crystal is your beautiful and elegant. It allows for the purest wine drinking experience, but unfortunately, they also can break very, very easily.
They do break.
The good people over at Wine Folly say that the crystal stemware reflects light due to its mineral content. The minerals also strengthen the crystal, allowing it to be spun very thin. So that's why it's fragile, because these glasses are a lot thinner. Traditionally, crystal glassware is leaded, which we will get into. Dee will get into. But today
As long as she points me in the right direction. Oh, all right, lead crystal.
Yeah. But today there are several lead-free options, and those are made with magnesium and zinc instead of lead. And I know that when you hear lead, you're like, I know, right? And
I'm from Baltimore City. You know how many kids had lead poisoning?
That's what I was just getting ready to get into. Like, how you hear about lead and you think that, oh my God, it's going to be, you know, am I going to get lead poisoning from it? Here's the thing. Lead in crystal is not hazardous unless the wine has been stored in it for many days. Lead crystal contains anywhere between 1 to 30% lead oxide, and fine crystal has 24% or more. And the good,
just reading. I don't even know where she reading from, y'all.
I know, see? You didn't even have to tell them I was reading. They could've, I could have been off the top. Thanks, D.
Well, whatever. I don't know where we at. Bitch, if you know all that shit off your top of your dome, then you've been hiding some shit from me.
So pretty much,
you an undercover chemist?
He's stupid. So pretty much, crystal is more than just a fancy appearance or whatever the case may be. It allows you to get a pure taste. It allows the flavors to develop more on your tongue, things of that nature. So that's why
crystal. But we know y'all with the eye kids. We understand.
Yeah.
We understand.
And the crystal glasses, I've seen them for like starting at around $40 or $50 each per glass, y'all. Per glass. I ain't got no crystal glasses,
man. I ain't got crystal money.
I ain't got no china cabinet. I ain't got no hutch. We ain't got that. So,
do our generation got china cabinets?
I don't know a single person my age with a china cabinet. My mom I don't know nobody
with a damn china cabinet.
I don't know. I'm gonna get one when I buy the house. I'm gonna get one. I'm gonna tell the kids they can't touch nothing in it either. But yeah, that's crystal.
Oh Lord.
Sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead and break down the lead crystal, please.
You just say the lead crystal. Small, non-visible bumps in the glass created by lead can help the aeration of the wine as you swirl it in the glass. Is I supposed to say something? It linked to another article? I don't know, girl. I just flipped through the articles, man.
I'll do the next one.
Oh, I can do next one. That's fine.
Okay, go ahead.
Break resistant crystal blends. Yeah. What? Okay, this shit sound like a BRCB. We want when mixed with other material. I'm sorry, y'all. I've been drinking it. It's the wine. When mixed with other materials such as magnesium or titanium, crystal becomes significantly more durable and difficult to break. So that's what we need. If any of you motherfuckers is scientists out here. You know what I'm saying? Feel free to let us know these words and stuff that we fucking meant. And then acrylic polycarbonate. Perfect for outdoor or everyday use. However, they are not glass, so the rim will be a little thicker. Oh, so some of those little, like when we talked about the little wine glasses and stuff for the picnics and stuff, some of those probably are like acrylic or whatever.
Yeah, I don't like those.
I mean, typically I wouldn't, but I understand if you gotta pack a picnic. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You're trying to make a little romantic little situation. And then glass, the ones everybody used to. Cost effective and durable as a lesser expensive option to crystal. Listen, most of us just drinking out of our glasses. Because that's what we can afford. Glass come in a variety of price ranges and whatever, whether you're getting a little six pack from IKEA or you're getting a slightly better one from like a Williams Sonoma or Target or something.
Ross.
You know
what
I'm saying? It's the good
TJ
Ross.
Maxx.
Oh!
Home Goods.
Ross! Let's not sleep. Oh, somebody got me some wine glasses last year from, was it Ross? I don't know, but them joints was on point. I'm here for it.
Do you like
a stemless glass? I like a stemless glass sometimes.
I do, but hold on. But we transition to that. One thing I did want to let y'all know about regular schmegular glass, the ones that we all have, it is, even though it's thicker than crystal, it's actually more fragile. The benefits to using regular glass is that it is dishwasher safe. You cannot put crystal.
Don't
in the dishwasher.
Crystal in the dishwasher.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Whatever you do, don't do that, because it's going, the dishwasher is gonna heat up and it's gonna mess up the molecules, and then it's gonna release that lead into your wine. So that's why you don't want to do that. And that was off the top, boo boo.
I'm just saying, bitches be smart. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man, the devil is a lie. I rebuke
you. Is you okay? I don't know. You sniffling? You done had a little scratch in your throat? I don't know.
I know. Stay over there. So we done broke down the sizes, the types, the materials. The next thing that we're gonna break down for y'all is the, I guess how to get a proper set. From everything that I've seen so far, they said that you should get 6 of each. So you should get 6 standard red. You should get 6 standard white.
That's too much. Why you need all of
them? Yeah, and you should get 6 champagne. But here's the thing. Why am I getting 6? Why can't I just get 4? I don't understand.
Well, I guess some people, when they think of like a 4, you know how you buy a dining room set sometimes, it'd be a 6C? It'd be a 6. And they probably... I feel like you gotta get 6
in case they're thinking.
I'm about to say you gotta have a standby because your ass gonna break one. That's what I'm about to say. They 2 on the side. But this little thing that I'm saying says, as your taste expands and your wine budget grows, you know, just add them on. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it says you might want to start with the 2 basic shapes, like the flutes for the sparkling wines, in a tulip shape, either your small tulip or your large tulip glass. And you might want to just start with those 2. If you like to serve 2 types of wine with a meal, you know, consider your lifestyle. If you know you out here about to serve a couple different things, or even you have a couple different things, you might want to consider whether you want to buy a smaller glass for the white wine and a larger glass for the red. But whatever it is, just work in your budget and build it up. And if you know you, all you ever going to do is just maybe a red head or white head, just get just a couple basic red ones and a couple basic white ones to keep them over.
Yep. And you may be thinking like, well, what's the difference? Like, why can't I use a mug? Why can't I use this kind of glass? Why can't I just use what I have on hand? I'm here to let you know that them scientists we was talking about earlier, they done went ahead and did some research. And what they said... is that, well, they did an experiment and they filmed the wine in the glasses with a special camera. And what it did is it captured images of the actual vapors leaving the open glass. So depending on the shape. Video? No, I wish it was.
That would be probably cool. Is. Science project.
I know, right? So. But the reason why that's important is because it shows how different wine aromas into your nose. So the shape of the glass and the type of glass that you use actually really does make a difference in your overall tasting experience. So you want to make sure that you invest in a quality set so that if you're spending a lot of money on your wine, why not go ahead and make that same investment towards the glasses so that you're actually able to get a good tasting experience? Because the type of glass that you use could either enhance or minimize how the wine tastes. So
that would be a fun little personal or even if you're doing like a small gathering with maybe a couple girlfriends, that would be a fun little way to conduct your tasting. Like, we're gonna put this red wine in like 3 different places and see what differences we can taste or something like that.
Yep.
I mean, because clearly if we go to all these wine festivals and stuff, you're going to be tasting out the one sip tasting glass. So we understand that all this might not necessarily go down, but it's nice to know.
And then lastly, I thought this was pretty cool for the wines. They have Wine Folly has learning the trick to clinking wine glasses. So you know when you're doing your cheers. Why you want to
clink them? I say don't do it.
You don't clink when you say cheers? You don't clink?
No.
You don't touch glasses?
I do a fake touch.
Oh, hell no.
It's like an air five.
No.
I've been too busy trying to pull my hand back so I can sip
Okay, no. I like to clink. If we saying cheers, we gonna clink that bitch, okay?
And all right, how we clinking it? Tell me how to clink the bitch. Shit.
Well, first of all, when you are making a toast, or you, it is improper etiquette to take a sip first. You're supposed to wait, and then
you supposed to wait. How you sipping the champagne before you clink the glass?
Act niggas do it. I've seen it.
That's mad disrespectful. They the same niggas that got their eyes open when they doing the prayer, looking around.
You already know they got their eyes wide open during that blessing of the food. They just like looking around. Yep. So what you do when you are clinking your wine is you don't clink at the top. What they do is they call it a bell to bell method, so that you see how the little bell or the shape or the little bubble of the bowl, that's where you want to touch your glasses. So you don't want to touch it at the top.
But I'm so glad you pointed that out, because even though I never thought about it literally to just now, it makes perfect sense. Because 9 times out of 10, if you break in something or glass, that center part at the top is what's going to break first. So why would you click up there? You need to click where most of the substance of the glass is.
Right. And you know, automatically, when we do that, that's the first thing we do. We lead with
you,
that top.
You automatically will go to the tip. But that makes sense. But think about it. If you about to give somebody a high five, sometimes a butt bump or a little hip bump, you know what I'm saying? You got more weight down there in the butt. Yeah. That's how the wine, think about the wine glass and that hip.
Yeah, bump that butt.
Mm-hmm. Bump the butt. Bump the butt, bump the glass.
So, I encourage clinking. I like it.
All right, I'm going to start clinking now that I know the right way to do it.
Yeah, man. You know, when you up there.
Let me see my girlfriend want to clink the butt. We going to drink wine while we watching that Super Bowl Sunday. I'm going to clink my glass.
You going to say, hey, you know what? Cheers to whoever the winner is. Fuck both of these teams because they on some bullshit. It's the Cowboys gang, 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 gang.
Gang, 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 gang. Y'all ain't even know y'all had 2 Cowboys fans on this bad boozy podcast. Fuck y'all, man.
Fuck the Raiders. Fuck them all. All your squad. If your squad ain't the Cowboys, fuck your team, cuz. Just that simple. Yep.
You said that simple. That's it and that's all.
Yep. Cheers, bitches. Clink.
See? Clink. You know what I'm saying? We can talk about magnesium and lead and shit, and then it's like, cheers, bitches.
Hey, man, I guaranteed sufficient the ratchetness in every episode. I'm telling you.
But
don't run away from the clinking, man.
Don't run away from the clinking.
My clink won't hurt.
Oh my god, you are what am I gonna do with her? Did you have anything else to add to the glasses?
No, what Hamble? Go ahead.
The only one thing I wanted to add. As we have mentioned, and I'm sure we'll do like more depth or in-depth on accessories and stuff, but my book on the glasses talked a little bit about wine decanters, and wines are sometimes decanted before serving to aerate them and smooth out their tannins, or to remove sediment with an aid of the light source. So if purchasing a decanter, as with wine glasses, choose one that is made of clear glass and is lightweight enough to pass around the table. And it says a stopper is optional. So while you looking around for your wine glasses, they might got set. So, you know, consider your decanter, too, because you might pour it in the decanter before you pour it into the glass.
Hey, to aerate it. That's for them fancy niggas. That's just pour from the bottom to the glass.
Listen, I want to get me. I be seeing like these real sexy decanters. I need to get me one. I'm gonna get me one.
I have one. I've never
opened it. Let it aerate.
I haven't opened up my automatic wine bottle opener either.
Oh no, I love my automatic wine. Listen, shout out to the homie that got me mine, because I had one like 2 years ago, but this one I got, this one be like, one of my hoes was over here. He was amazed when I took that cork out. Like, ooh, I didn't even know that. Don't worry. Boo, I got this. I'm a wine enthusiast. Oh, this bitch, I be knowing. So that one's the glance. And in the future, This will be a topic for the future, but my the little book I got to talk about once it's in the glass is talk about evaluating the wine. So yes. I'm just going to act like I don't see this. But we kind of hinted to, when we talk about the glass, we hinted to the different way you smell or the shape can enhance the smell, stuff like that. So we'll talk in the future more about evaluating the wine.
Yep, looking for legs and all the smelling,
all the aroma, that sniffing and sipping,
and the swirling it in your mouth, the bouquet and all that stuff. And all you're supposed to move your tongue real fast to allow the wine to go up.
But before I was really a wine drinker, and I used to see shit like that. I used to be like, them people is bougie. That don't even make sense. But maybe one of the first time I smelled. Like, I might not even know what I was looking for, but the first time I just, swirled it and I smelled it and I felt like a different experience when I smelled it first, I was like, oh, these bitches might be on or something.
Yeah, tasting is an experience. Like you said, it is an experience. So, you know what? You ain't got to do it every time you open a bottle because, you know what? Nine times out of ten, you know what to expect. But, you know, when you're going, when
tasting. And we did talk about it early in the show that, like, when we said your experience is a different experience with me sitting right here sipping on a show. It's a different experience when I'm here by myself. The surroundings and your mood, all that stuff is affected. All that stuff. But anyway, we got more important shit to go move on to. You know, I've been drinking.
Yep. And speaking of more important stuff, this brings us to one of our very special parts of the show. It's our wine hotel segment, y'all. Yay!
Niggas done heated the call. We done shaded them a little bit or whatever. And now
we done shook the table. Shook the table or whatever. We got some wine hotels. Shout out to y'all.
Keep them coming. Call,
even though they wasn't the people y'all who we still called out. Leave. Yes. Call us, leave us a voicemail. You know what? We would love to hear
your
voices.
It can be a little short wine hotel. It ain't got to be too long and in depth.
Mm-hmm. All we need is an intro, a body, and a conclusion. That's it. Mm-hmm. Don't overthink it, wine hoes. Don't overthink it.
So, you ain't got to overthink it. Y'all might have some fresh wines. If it's happening in the moment, be like, well, I need to call these bitches and tell them this.
Yes. You know what? You can drunk dial us. We're here for you.
Drunk dial us.
Don't call that man. Call us. Don't call that woman. Call us.
Be like, bitch, I done had 5 vodka and tonics, and now I want to call him so bad. But anyway, so we got a little wine hotel. Shout out! I'm excited because I recognize this person from our social media, I don't know how she found the podcast, but I'm glad she's a listener. I'm glad she be holding us down. She be posting her little drinks or whatever, and she be using the Bad and Boozy podcast, the Bad and Boozy Pod, hashtag. So, and she said she was going to send us a wine hotel, and she sure did. So I appreciate
it. Man, listener of the month. I'm saying
She was like, look, I'm going on this bar crawl. I'm going to send y'all a wine hotel. I was like, okay, come first.
She knew in advance she was going to have one. See,
she said, hopefully I'm going to have something. But the thing is, hold up, the beginning of the tale basically tells us that the thing didn't go as planned. But guess what she didn't do? She still gave us a tale, even though her event didn't go as planned. I'm here for it. Thank you.
Yes, we're here for the detour.
So let me sip my wine. So, hi there, wine friends. I wanted to drop you a line, hoping I would have something great to share during my onesie bar crawl. I did look at our pictures. They was legit in onesies on a bar crawl. It was eventful, so I'll share it was uneventful, so I'll share a Christmas party adventure instead. My mother was so excited to be invited to a Christmas party last year. Since she's been retired for several years, her social calendar has dwindled. My mom's friend, Diva D,
Diva D,
told her to come to the Playmates Club to celebrate her birthday/Christmas holiday. She told me to come along because we can dance and it will be a mixed age crowd. After telling my dad, he reluctantly agreed with conditions. Do you know where that is. You can't wear any of your own jewelry. Put your money in your bra. So daddy was like, look, these are some precautions y'all need to take. The Playmates Club is the hole in the wall, hole in the wall. Damn. I didn't even know that was a thing. When I told a hole in the wall is hole in the wall. That's different.
Man.
When I told friends where I was going, they said, are you going to the strip club? I mean, you said Playmates Club. I would have thought the same thing. I don't know which city she's in. I was just coming along for the ride since I had absolutely nothing to do. We are a party family. As long as there's good music, drinks, and happy people, we'll go. Apparently, Playmates Club changes to a strip club from time to time. Maybe. I wondered what we will find on this fateful Sunday night. We drove to the Bottoms located in South Dallas and found the place. It would be same as the Midwest's Cabernet style club. There's a lot of tables, small bar, food to order, a setup, in parentheses, but cups and ice. Oh, that's what they call it. A setup. This sounds like some shit in one of those social clubs.
Yeah, Baltimore. This is like when you get buy a bottle, they give you the setup.
Yeah, I didn't know it had a name. I mean, and also, I don't frequent the club enough. But I know they give you something. I didn't know it was called a setup. I've been learning something. For around $4. So that was around $4. The birthday girl bought all kinds of top shelf liquor, but no wine. So when in Rome, let's have some liquor. It's free. Who is me to judge? We brought Crown Royal, Ciroc, and Patron of every flavor you could think of.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You could get Crown Royal in the club? Like, as a bottle?
Yeah, why not?
Mm-mm. Normally, like, when never seen it. I see, like, usually it's Hennessy, Grey Goose, Ciroc, Patron. I've never seen you could buy a bottle of Crown.
I haven't seen it, but I also don't frequent the club, but I don't see why not.
Girl,
I mean, Crown Royal is up there on the same level with all those liquors you named.
You name it!
Yeah, you name it! She brought Crown Royal, Ciroc, and Patron of every flavor you could think of. No, that's what got me, all the flavors. Mm-hmm. My dad, a smooth 72 years old, is used to having a glass of Merlot here and there. There was no wine, so I randomly gave him some mango Ciroc. The bartender was heavy-handed. Over 2 ounces of some mango, of mango Ciroc. Neat. We all had a drink and started dancing, watching our purses and attempting to turn down our confusion. That's hilarious. I've been in one of those spots. Attempted to turn down our confusion with the chick that kept on yelling at the top of her lungs for no reason. My dad had one drink, then he had two. He wore us out dancing all over the floor. After the second hour, I noticed he took my mom's drink. Oh, daddy about to get loose. I immediately stopped drinking. I see that I'm the official Uber driver from this point. I counted up over four drinks with no chaser. We're in the Bottoms. We got to make it home safely. And she said her dad normally only had like a glass of Merlot here and there. He done had four Ciroc's now. My dad started talking loud and joking with everyone as they passed by. And a complete turn to his natural personality. He grabbed my hand and took me back on the dance floor. I'm tired, but he's still revved up to go. But then he starts stumbling. I reach for him and he pushes me away. And I'm still trying to do his best James Brown. Is my dad drunk? I think so.
Yes.
In all my 47 years, I have never seen that or even a hint. Since my parents are still active, he is prone to falling. I'm so confused and hope the song will end soon. Shout out to the 72-year-old daddy out here getting it. I'd have been dancing with your daddy on the dance floor. I got him back to the chair, and of course he finishes up his last drink. My dad swings my mother on the dance floor, and he almost fell twice, but he's talking mad crap, and she put a bunch of expletives. I don't know which cuss word she want, but insert whichever one you want. He's talking mad. We're just going to say he's talking mad shit. He swore he's not drunk. Oh, he's drunk. Anytime you say you ain't drunk, you're drunk.
Every time. Every
we
time.
We convinced him that it's time to go and get closer to the door, and we got delayed. Bruno Mars comes on, and Mom losing it. You know what? Old people and kids love that fucking Bruno Mars.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Excuse me. Put your headphones on or turn it off. Ain't no both. You see me over here doing something? Continue.
Okay. So Bruno Mars comes on and my mom loses it. That's my man. I gotta dance when my man is playing. Oh, mama is turned up. Okay, well, mama, one second. Oh my God, if you don't bring your geriatric self to the nearest exit. Nope. They throw their coats and to-go birthday plates to body roll on a dance floor with Bruno Mars jamming in the back. Finally, my mom gets it in when my dad is truly standing sideways. We get him, we get him out the door and argue about him driving. He claimed he wasn't drunk. No, daddy, you is drunk. You can't even walk. Being a true Southern girl, you never talk back to your parents, but this is my lowest bass booming voice. Daddy, give me the keys. He literally laughs at me because I've never talked to him like that. We made it back out of the bottoms, but my dad didn't make the night accident free. By the time I got home, my mom reported, your daddy fell in the bathroom trying to take off his socks.
Not the socks.
And I'm not 100% sure if she want me to read her name, so I won't read her signature, but this one out Instagram, homies. But at least daddy only accident was him falling trying to take off his socks that night. Shout out to the wine hotel that wasn't specifically hers, but she shared the story that she was a part of. Y'all can
love
do that
it
too, motherfucker.
Love it. And it involves parents, so this is
it
like...
involved parents, a little geriatric dancing. I'm here for it.
I just want to know what Bruno Mars song were they dancing to. Was it Versace
wanna...
on the floor? Was it 24 karat magic?
No, depend. She didn't date it, so I don't know. But you know, Bruno, you know they love that. You know they love that one. You know the kick that come on the old people and the kids, they start going off and they hear any of them Bruno Mars songs.
Wait, I'm thinking it's that song, that Mark Ronson song, that this is the ice cold Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, like, yeah. Oh, my boy. It probably was that. If her mommy and her daddy was going off, it probably was that one. Her dad was like, I'm too hot.
Hot damn. The police and the fireman. I know he was out there.
I can't even blame him. Girl, he had just a hot mom that had a little drink.
They was on that uptown funk that night.
Yeah, the uptown funk. Listen, I'm here for that. Shout out to the parents.
Shout out to the how do we call it, drunk daddies and drunk mommies? The drunk drummies. The drummies and the drummies. Boozy mommies. Boozy daddy. I'm here for it. Thank you.
I'm
boo.
Here for all of it.
Thank you
boo, for
hotel.
Sending us your tail.
Yep, and hopefully that encourages the rest of y'all to go ahead and
I
send your
tail stories.
I love them. It's a very important part of the show, man. It's how we connect with you as listeners, and we reminisce over instances that we have experienced that are similar. So, you know what?
It's just something fresh.
We love these anecdotes.
And I'm about to shade the listener/friend who going to ask me, do it got to be just one? Nigga, which one of these stories included just one? I say, excuse me, do you listen to the show?
I mean, it is bad and
talking about is that a... But he's talking about, because I got a bunch of dark liquor stories. Well, but let us send them stories, my nigga.
It's booze. I mean, hello. That's what we hear about. Oops.
Ain't none of these shows, if you listen to 12 episodes, said only wine, or did the story involve only wine. Come on in.
I don't even think we've had a wine-related boozy story.
Right.
They've all been hard liquor stories.
Yeah. But Charlotte, somebody mentioned something about some Carlos Rossi. If you listening, boo, go ahead and send us that tale.
Oh, you know, we need a Rossi story for the show.
Somebody told me about a Rossi story. It was short and sweet, but I said, go ahead, send it in. Send us a voicemail. We'll play it on the show.
Man, you know, if it was short and sweet, it did not end well.
But I don't know. I think it was partly because she just didn't remember most of it.
Exactly. The night did not end well.
But that's our wine hotels. You can send them over to us at badandboozypodcast@gmail.com. Or where can they call us?
You said that very French-like at gmail.com.
It's the Pinot Noir.
Les Bad and Boozy Podcast at gmail.com.
Blame it on the liquor.
Blame it on the goose.
A good Pinot is hard to find. And since I ain't got no Pinot, I'm just going to drink this Pinot.
Somebody's been bad and boozy, y'all. It ain't me this time. It ain't me.
It's not.
Yeah, so the phone number, if you would like to leave us a voicemail, is 818-639-2443. And call us.
I ain't had it pulled up.
Call me now.
Call us.
Yes. Oh, that's.
I need to save it in my phone so I can randomly do a count if I call us.
They gonna know it's
like
yours.
I'm trying to remember something. Let me just call while I'm thinking about it.
You're silly. You are silly. That's what your voice notes is for. But well.
But yeah. I wanted to. But what if I want you to play it on the show? I'm gonna try to disguise my voice. They go, who's this bitch from Baltimore? She sound like me.
You need to use that voice changer app. Not that I know anything about that. I'm just saying. Ooh, I've heard there's an app for changing your voice.
There's an app for that.
Yep.
All right, that's enough of that. We'll keep going.
Why didn't we almost have it all pop up in my head?
Didn't we almost have it all? That's my shit. But this is a heartbreak.
Yes! Yes! Oh, baby! We gonna get to the wine trivia, but since she brought it up, we gotta sing it now. This is my jam.
No, that song been jamming all day. I need to listen to it in the house with my speaker. I was in my earbuds earlier.
That was like
peak. Not around for me. It was so good.
That's peak so Whitney good. With the shaky jaw. That is peak shaky jaw.
Hey,
Whitney.
With that shoulder shimmy.
That's what I think about with that short bob. That was bone
yes,
straight.
Yes, that bar. It was so good. Who shimmy was better, Whitney or Papa Pope? Because when Papa Pope,
my loneliness is killing me. He was feeling. He hit all the notes, baby. He hit bottom notes, high notes. I said, what? Oh, Papa, let me find out Papa Pope used to be on Broadway. In addition to killing folks, in addition to being a paleontologist.
He was about to give you a kickball change. I felt like he was ready to bust out with a whole routine.
All of it. Whew. Man. You said you'd be here by 9. Instead, you took your time. You didn't think to call me by. Here I sit, trying not to cry. Asking myself why. You did it to me, baby. Come on, you're supposed to pop in. That's your cue.
Why? Because you can actually sing. Don't be doing that.
I wasn't singing for real, though.
You wasn't. I ain't know which part I was supposed to jump in on. My bad.
Since you're not around for me.
That's my part.
Oh,
no, you said you was fake, though. I be trying to remember who sang which part.
That's your part, though. Where's the spoon at? You can't sing it. Where's the spoon at?
Let me just use my wine glass. That's a good mic. Yeah. Like, since you're not around for me to tell you, baby, face to face. I'm writing you this letter, and this is what I have to say. Then it got a little whisper. All I really wanted was some of your time. Yo, that song. song is so good.
Why is
it so
good?
They be like, what is it, dude? Or why'd you do it?
Kelly was going off.
Kelly was going off.
It was like Friend of Mine Part 2. That's what it was.
It was. She had probably moments. You saw her unsung. She be going off.
Kelly's so extra, though. Oh, my God.
She don't be hollering more than Fantasia.
But I mean, not nobody hollering more than Jennifer's husband.
Jay Hood.
Her mouth closed, but it still look like she hollering.
Jay Hood get assigned to do some shit. Niggas are already muting their computers and she ain't even on the TV. They already muting shit.
Whenever I see her, I think, like, my God, it must be a pain to go to a restaurant with her because I know she hollering out her order. What a shit. Yeah, Olive Garden just screaming.
People need to just stop being old.
Oh, God. That was the sidebar of all sidebars.
It was. I'm sorry.
But,
this is
hey,
the heartbreak,
you know,
hotel. That's what happens when you wind down.
It's Friday, and we ready to slang, you know. Oh, shit. We hate that guy.
You send me swang.
Ooh, you know how I feel about mint condition.
I know you like Mint Condition.
Yes, I love them boys. The man. Oh, now I gotta hear that tonight. I wait for the day.
Hey. This is why the podcast is called
Right to the point. Oh, you send me swangin'. You send me swangin'.
You send me
swangin'. Oh, you send me swangin'. Man, if y'all don't like Mint Condition, you might as well stop listening to the podcast now. Cause
you can't be a friend of the show.
We can't be friends, man. I can't. If you don't like Drew Hill, we can't be friends.
I was about to say, you got Mint Condition on your side, Drew Hill over here, if y'all can't fuck with either one of them.
Yeah.
Nah.
Man.
Cisco was a hollering ass nigga.
For real.
Cisco was, I'm like, what?
You Cisco was off that dark liquor. That's why. Off that dark liquor. But you know.
Anyway.
Now it's time for Wine Hill Trivia.
Wine Trivia. I had picked the two cards. I'm unsure which one I wanted to do. But since we talked about the glasses and the shape of the glasses and things like that and hinted to a future episode on evaluating the wine, I tried to keep my question in that vein. This question is a wild card question. It is true or false. If you are switching to a different wine in your glass, is it best to swirl some water in the glass first? Well, no, not is it. It's best to swirl some water in the glass first. True or false?
Here's the thing. I've done it both ways. I know if you were like drink it, I know they start you off at white. And then before you transition from white to red, I know that you typically will rinse your glass. And then they'll pour you a red. So I'm conflicted, y'all.
I can definitely understand based on what you said, and that has mirrored my similar experience, so I can understand why you would think that would be conflicting. Cause,
I'm saying false, man. I'm saying false.
My answer was conflicting, too. The answer is false. So, she on a roll. I definitely would have, if you would have said true, I would have understood why, but false. Water will actually dilute your wine, so it isn't very effective at rinsing out the flavors of your last. It isn't very effective at rinsing out the flavors of your last wine. Instead, now this is where I was a little conflicted. Instead, pour a small bit of the new wine in the glass, swirl it around, and dump it. Then pour yourself a glass of the new wine. This can be a great thing to do if you're tasting several wines and don't have a lot of glasses. Now, let me tell you this one thing. I understand swirling it to get rid of the old one, but y'all know I'm going to drink it all. Okay? So it's going to be like swirl a little teeny bit to get the old flavor out, and then they will be mixing. And then I'm gonna actually pour the pour of the next one. Mm-hmm. I ain't got time to do that. Well, not home. I'm drinking it. I might do it if I'm at an actual tasting. Cause you know, sometimes I've seen people do that. Like if I'm at a tasting, I've seen them do that at a tasting.
Yeah.
But most of the time, if you go to the tastings like this, when you don't have a lot of glasses, tend to be like the more festival type ones. And be for real, we there to taste the wine, but we also there to get drunk. So you ain't paying that much attention. But most of the times, if you go to just like a winery, there's plenty of wineries in your area. If you look them up, they'll do like tastings. They got a tasting room or whatever. Most of them will have a different one for each glass anyway. So you ain't even got to worry about that.
Boom.
They'll have everything in a different glass. But bam. But that answer was false.
I feel a sneeze coming on. A sneeze coming on. That's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and sneeze. Sneeze. Man. What song was
this
that?
This is a podcast. I'm sitting here dancing. No, I'm thinking of Tootsie Roll.
Yeah, that's that Tootsie Roll. On the floor.
All right, making sure we on time.
I don't know what you been told. It ain't the butterfly.
It's Tootsie Roll. I still don't know the difference, though.
One is one leg at a time, and one is with both legs.
Oh. Oh, all right.
But then the Tootsie Roll is also to the left, to the left, to the right. To the left. To the right. To the front. To the front.
Dip, baby, dip.
Come on, man.
Smooth like 10
dip,
years old.
Baby. Man, you know what? This is why I was always skinny, like, until I had kids, because I was always dancing. Always.
Not to mention when you just be young, your metabolism be turned up.
No, I'm just thinking, like, I was always dancing. Like, if with what the Tootsie Roll, it was, you know, we was doing
that's what I'm saying. It'd be a combination.
Man, doing the bank head bounce. Yes.
Once you get a little older, that that teenage, early 20 metabolism be failing you. Damn.
Man, but hold on. We was doing all the dances. The Harlem Shake, doing the Tootsie Roll, the Butterfly, doing the Cry Baby. We was doing the WAP, doing the, what else? I'm trying to think.
Well, you know, that Baltimore club music go fast, so even if, no matter what we was doing, we was moving fast.
Well, I've never been to a Baltimore club, so I didn't know. I'm not hip.
But it just think about how that Jersey house music go, or kind of like that Miami, like that Uncle Luke. That's how fast the music go. Be like, it'll be like,
they don't play that out here. Jesus. Man,
no, I'm not saying they don't play. I'm not saying they play it out there, but you might have heard.
I want to hear that. I want to rock.
I just be like, hey. it's just an instinct. I can't.
Every time, man. Every time.
Face down, ass up. That's the way we. Yo, we used to listen to that when we were younger. We was not of the appropriate age, but we said, let me say, all right, I'm gonna have to bring it up one day when you here, or even send you a link. But this Baltimore club mix, they used to have this club mix called Dick Control, but I was only about like 9. It used to be like Baltimore bass line, then it'd be like Dick Control, Dick Control. I'd be like, what? And I used to be singing the word.
You gotta control
it. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, why the adults didn't stop us from singing this? They just let us listen to all the club music. I guess they figured we ain't know what we was talking about.
Man. That's my jam.
But anyway, we probably should wrap up the show.
Settle. Yeah, man. Yeah.
With your card. Let me swipe your card. Give you a bill.
Uh-huh. So, seeing as how you ladies have had a good time, it's time for you to settle up your bill and get the hell up out of here.
Get the fuck out. We the niggas that done ate our food in the restaurant still
talking. I was just getting ready to say that too. Just sitting talking, you know, ate everything. And then came and said, you want a refill? No, we good. We okay.
You want some water?
No, you want some coffee? Hey, just leave us alone. We're talking. Okay? Okay. See, this is about to be closing time. We still just jaw jacking.
That's me.
But, y'all. Woo!
Oh.
Pray for me and my folk areas. So, wrapping this thing up. Appreciate y'all for listening. Thank you for sharing the word. It's sharing the podcast and spreading the word, I meant to say. Ooh, Lord have mercy. It's getting late. feel free to visit our website at badandboozypodcast.com, where we will be uploading and updating fresh content for you, seeing as how it's a new month. It's Black History Month. We're going to be highlighting African Americans in the liquor, wine business, or whatever. If you follow us on the gram, another transition, you would have seen that we already did our first Black History Month post. You know what I'm saying? Put some respect on that malt liquor that y'all love that so malt much. Liquor. We already mentioned it earlier. You could leave us a voicemail. If you want to support our podcast and you like t-shirts, guess what? We got some t-shirts for you, y'all. Feel free to visit our Teespring. Link will be in the show notes. You could also put some respect on the podcast by donating to our PayPal. That way you could go ahead and fund our alcohol shenanigans. That is paypal.me/badandboozypod. Also, we are a part of the Cold Slither Podcast Network, along with such wonderful shows. Excuse me. Ooh, Lord, I need to get it together. Get it together, sis. Get it together. As Ratchet Ramblings with our homies Jeremy and Candace. Beer, hey. Beer It Is, the Rasslecast. There's a few other ones that I was checking out recently. I was like, you know what? Okay.
Oh, I listened to the Gridiron Gals.
Yep.
Today they gave me a nice little recap and little getting ready for the Super Bowl. And I like the fact that I like the fact that Chels over there is a Cowboys fan. Yes.
Hey.
Yep.
Shoot, so off that like drink.
Gridiron Gals.
Yeah.
And I've been listening to the Rock, is it the Rock Solid Radio Show? That's when we be getting, I like them over there.
Yep. So there's a podcast for anything and everything. So go ahead and
check. It really is. I listened to some before we were a part of the team, and now more that we are a part of the team. So.
Right. So, yep, feel free to visit the website, which is cspn.us. I mean, it really don't get no easier than that. Feel free to follow us on social media. Follow the show at Bad and Boozy Pod on Twitter and Instagram. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/badandboozypod. If you want to follow me personally, because for some reason you find me entertaining, feel free to follow me on those same platforms at Fab Fresh and Fly. D is also on those same platforms, and you can follow her at
I am at Brains and Buns across the platforms. I finally changed it, so it's Brains and Buns on Delectable too.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? And shout out to, we had two listeners this week join Delectable and add my profile to there. So hopefully they'll be using Delectable for some wine reviews and stuff. And we had another listener who's been every time she's been writing a wine review, she's been tagging me like I was with her. But I like it because I'd be like, oh, let me see what she said about this wine. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, shout out to y'all.
Yep. And we've been reposting you some of the reviews that you guys leave mm-hmm. on the Twitter as well. So if you like what we have said on the podcast in relation to our Sip and Spit reviews, but you want a little bit more in-depth information, you can find that on our Delectable because we are more detailed in there in describing, you know, the aromas and the bouquets and all that stuff. So feel free to follow us on Delectable. And what else? Where else are we at?
That we all crossed the different podcast platforms.
Yes, so
SoundCloud.
You can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Google Play. Yeah, we're in all those places, y'all.
But shout out to me. I don't be knowing technology, so I done figured out I got the Roku stick, right? And I done figured out that I could add in the TuneIn app on the TV. I done pulled up the podcast on the TV. Let me just listen to it right here. You know what I'm saying? Give me a little different effect. Then my phone or my tablet or my computer, now it's on the TV. Let's hit all that.
We're also on Podcast Addict, y'all. So, you know what? Basically, on any type of phone that you have, on any type of device, you could go ahead and find us. Then also, we haven't mentioned it, but you guys have still been doing it. Leave us some reviews on iTunes. You can leave us some comments.
Oh yeah, we've been getting some on iTunes, and we got a couple people gave us 5 stars on our Facebook page this week.
Yep, we appreciate that. But you know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see some of y'all comments on the SoundCloud as well, because I know y'all be busting up laughing. Go ahead and put some comments on the SoundCloud as well. And whenever you are listening to the podcast and you are live tweeting it so that we can see exactly what you're doing, go ahead and use hashtag BadAndBoozyPod. That way we can see your comments when we search the hashtag. So that's pretty
much it. Live tweeting is fun.
Yeah,
we got a couple people who, since I don't typically listen the same day that the show drops, so it's funny if somebody tags me and I'm like, ooh, what'd I say?
I know, right?
I don't remember.
Yeah, and D is always cutting up. I'm the good part of the show. I'm just saying. I don't cut up.
Okay. Maybe this week.
Yes, I behaved. I haven't used
Manasseh.
Yep. So, again, we thank y'all for listening. And as a reminder, the best wine
is the one you like.
Adios. Bang.